Now, Representative Anderson, if you'd like to get down in the pit, go ahead and do it. David, are you going to want to testify to at some point? Because nobody signed up.
No, but we did say that. If you do have some comments.
Any player join me, that's fine, whatever.
You might, all three of you might want to come up and just...
Madam Chair, for the record, my name is Andy Anderson, representing Andy Anderson, House District 45. Regarding to House Bill 3082, committee bill, it's been talked around and we've worked with the Consumer Fraud Division, Attorney General's Office, and the Oregon Retail Council, and so on. We've investigated various state law. The state of Connecticut does have some very tight and very specific laws, but we think that we have drafted some proposed amendments, LC-1, that would go a long way toward tightening up the price comparison advertising in the state of Oregon. I think we've really had a severe problem in the state of Oregon in regard to price comparison. There are examples that I've seen time and again in my community. There's a little jewelry store who has, for now 6 years, had the same sign up that he's advertised 50% off all gold chains. And those things are, you know, carried to extreme or are rather ridiculous. I can show you some examples of some of the things that I think are rather flagrant misrepresentations, mostly because of what's left out of the advertisement. Here's a flyer from a well-known jewelry chain in the state of Oregon that goes all the way down to 60% off. I'm surprised it's not 70 and 80. But this really leads the customers in and think that they're really getting the value. The amendments that we have proposed, and that I think that pretty much the three of us are in agreement with, do tighten these things up. I think you've probably been passed out before you now, but I think the real guts of the matter, Madam Chair, members of the committee, is probably in Section 3, that it finally gets down that it shall be unlawful for a seller to include a price comparison advertisement unless the seller clearly and conspicuously identifies the origin of the price that the seller is comparing the seller's current price. There are a lot of other language in there. In Section 4, again, is rather important that it identifies a lot of the common terms that are used in price comparison. In regard to reduced sale, usually originally clearance, liquidation, formally, and I could add others there, our regular price, regular low price, I suppose, those types of things would fall in there. There are blanks left there, and I'm going to assume that those blanks are just permanent blanks because they're used as examples. You could fill it in with anything that your imagination wanted to come up with. But there have been, I feel, a lot of abuses in certain industries, and there were some abuses in the automotive industry. We found that they were offering everything from trips to Hawaii, Weatherby hunting rifles, as being free when you purchased an automobile. Well, every thinking person should know that they weren't free, that they were part of the price of the automobile. The Consumer Fraud Division gave them several warnings. And they did do a fair job of cleaning up their act, but they did something better yet. They carried forward and worked with the Oregon Automobile Dealers Association and came up with some guidelines, and I think most of you probably received this particular book that was put out by the Consumer Fraud Division. and everybody seems to be happy with it, and most of them are living with it. Fortunately, that organization had a strong organization that most of these people belong to. Some of the most flagrant violators, in my estimation, are the jewelry industry and the furniture industry in this state. Get pretty wild with their, mostly their price comparison type of advertising. We've had testimony, at least last session, and I think you'll probably hear it again now, that division will be working toward continuing with this type of an operation, dealing with trade by trade, at least hopefully one per biennium, to get at the core of some of these problems. I would be comfortable with that. I guess I would say I'd be more comfortable maybe with some extremely tight, more specific laws like the state of Connecticut has. It's really nailed the thing down, but I guess the more that I see of these people with me in committee, I become more comfortable with the job that they're doing and their capabilities in rulemaking. So I guess with that, I think this committee could go a long way toward giving a strong message to the people out there that we mean business, that you need to be honest in your pricing when you're advertising goods for sale in this state.
Andy, now, the bill, including these proposed amendments, don't specifically narrow themselves, as I'm reading it, to furniture and or jewelry. It's fully open.
Madam Chair, that's true. This would apply to everybody, and I think it gives broad powers to the Attorney General and the Consumer Fraud Division, and I think they probably, in some instances, think they already have a lot of these powers. But it nails it down and gives them that we are talking about price comparison here, and of course that may be one narrow scope of consumer fraud that's going on in the retail business here, but I think I would feel comfortable, and maybe some comments made by these people here sitting with me today as to what their intents are and to go forward with correcting some of these problems.
Before we go on to that, I guess I'm a little surprised that we don't have a full audience on this issue. That almost concerns me a little bit. Kathy, why don't you?
Thank you, Madam Chair. I'm Kathy Keene. I represent the Oregon Retail Council. We've worked with Representative Anderson and with representatives of the Department of Justice on this issue. We believe that the amendments that Representative Anderson has proposed to the bill would go a long way toward clarifying just exactly what standards have to be met in pricing in the marketplace. We've pledged to Representative Anderson and to the Department of Justice that should this language become law and we support its becoming law, that we will do whatever we can to work with the Department of Justice to make it clear to retailers that are members of our organization that this is the law and it must be complied with. We believe it would be something that would be readily understood by the retail community and shouldn't pose any problems in compliance. So we support the proposed amendments.
Give me a... I'm kind of a show me person. I guess what I'm asking you to do is tell me. Tell me what you can do under current law, just using maybe a furniture sale or whatever, and then tell me how this would change that.
Madam Chairman, it's my understanding that under current law, misleading advertising is prohibited. That's general language. There's also an administrative rule that the Department of Justice has enacted, which attempts to lay out what's fair game and what's not fair game in advertising practices. That rule does some of the things that this bill attempts to do, but it's been misunderstood, not clear, ignored, I would go so far as to say. I think what this bill will do is it will make it very clear in statute that if a retailer is going to advertise a comparative price, they will have to be able to document as well compared to what. And I'm not sure that that's going on in the marketplace in every instance right now. In fact, I'm sure that it is not.
Okay,
so this puts the burden of proof on the retailer if they're going to use comparative pricing in their advertising to say compared to what.
That will have to be a very obvious, clear notation.
Yes, this bill defines certain terms such that the presumption will be that if you use these terms, you are making this kind of comparison. So it puts the retail community on notice that their comparative advertising practices are now under a higher level of scrutiny by the state of Oregon than they have been in the past. Perhaps Mr. Slater is a better source of authority on just exactly what's presently allowed.
Madam Chair, members of the committee, one of the problems we've had in this whole area is that it's so big. If we look in the paper and see a bad ad, which we do often, say, well, let's go after them, and we have to ask ourselves, you know, where do we stop? Do we just pick on this one company because this week we decided to look at the paper? And then they're, of course, going to come in and say, well, you know, this is throwing darts rather than systematic enforcement, and they have a point. What this does is it allows us to look at the face of an ad and tell whether it's legal or not. The ad will say either comply with the statute or not. We can tell it right off the face. Either it says 50% off manufacturer suggested list, or off of our last price, or off of our competitor's price and specify it, or it doesn't. And we don't have to, in order to see a violation, we don't have to dig through their records. We don't have to take days of depositions and discovery. So in that sense, it would allow us to be effective in the marketplace, covering a broad segment of the marketplace with very few resources. In addition, it would deter a lot of the type of advertising that Representative Anderson has commented on. If a jeweler has to advertise 20% off the price it's being sold at in Paris, it's not the sort of advertising that it's going to be in their interest to do. And some of these references are to things almost as bizarre as that. I mean, 50% off the price of gold chains 10 years ago. It's truly 50% off because the price of gold fluctuates, but it's not the sort of thing you want to brag about when you're advertising a sale. So I think a bill like this, which would be easy to enforce by monitoring papers and television, plus the fact that it would deter a lot of advertising of really bogus claims like that, would be a good first step, and we still have the rulemaking to push it further after we see what sort of response we get with this.
So that document that was shared with us, which is just an example of many, he'd have to say, or that operation would have to say, off of what?
Mm-hmm.
They can't just throw out figures arbitrarily or percentages.
Another item that we have, Madam Chair, is free again.
Madam Chair, we looked extensively at some examples of other advertising in the marketplace which we believe would comply with the proposed amendments. Save 1/3 on men's shoes, $9.99, regular price $15. So it specifies that regular price $15. So we know what they're comparing when they say 1/3 off. And we believe that kind of advertising would comply and is already, of course, going on in the marketplace as well.
Maybe I might point out, too, that this bill did not go so far as to really aggravate some of the retailers out there. It's my understanding that the individual tags and show cards would not fall under this particular bill if they're, you know, inside the store. These are the ones that are visible from the outside, the billboards, the newspaper, radio, television, and that type. It might be a little more difficult for them, on the tag on the garment that's for sale or something, although most of the time it is on there.
Of course, it's usually the big stuff on the windows or in the ads that's the stuff that's the carrot to get you into the store in the first place. Comments or questions? Thank you. I'm going to close the hearing on House Bill 3082. And Representative Anderson, do you have a motion for us?
Madam Chair, I would move to amend House Bill 2098 with Legislative Council Draft-1.
Now, wait a minute. 3082.
House Bill 3082 with LC Draft 2098.
Which is House Bill
3082-1.
Okay. Any comments? Teresa, call the roll, please.
Ekus?
Aye.
Anderson?
Aye.
Peterson?
Aye.
McTeague? Gilman?
Aye.
Schoon?
Aye.
Tujola?
Oh, the whole thing. Yeah. Representative Anderson?
Madam Chair, I move House Bill 3082 as amended before it be passed.
So moved. Discussion? Peterson?
Anderson?
Aye.
Peterson?
Aye.
Gilman?
Aye.
Schoon?
Aye.
Ekus?
Aye.
Chair Jolin?
Aye. The bill is passed. The floor will do pass. Would you like to carry a bill, Representative Anderson?
Delighted.
We'll close the work session on this. Is there any further business to come before this committee? If not, we are adjourned.
Good job.
Excellent.
Yeah.
I thought it was.